This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that the Finance Ministry is closely monitoring the prices of 54 products to ensure that the benefits of the revised GST are reaching the consumers. She said the next-gen GST benefits have been fully passed on across all 54 items. She was addressing the joint press conference on GST Bachat Utsav in New Delhi yesterday, along with Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav and Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal.
Item by item, I'm here to tell you that which is weighted average of the reduction which should have gone to the consumer is going, and more is also being passed on. So there is a remarkable impact of this set of new GST rate reductions that have happened, and every item that I've monitored which is of relevance for the day-to-day life of common citizens, the benefit has been passed on to the consumers.
Speaking on this occasion, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said a record sale has been witnessed in this year's Navratri festival. He said there has been a 25% increase in the sale of electronics in this year during Navratri season in comparison to sales recorded in the previous Navratri festival. On GST Bachat Utsav, Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said vehicle sales have surged during Navratri season and the electronics sector has also broken all records. He said amid such a volatile global scenario, the pace of country's growth is so strong that even the International Monetary Fund had to revise its forecast for country's growth to 6.6%. In a landmark scientific breakthrough, Indian Space Research Organization or ISRO has announced that its lunar orbiter Chandrayaan 2 has made the first ever observation of the effects of the coronal mass ejections or CMEs from the Sun on the Moon using its onboard scientific instrument. ISRO has said that this observation would help understand the lunar exosphere, the thin atmosphere of the Moon, and the impact of space weather on its surface. Launched on 22nd of July in 2019 from Sriharikota using the GSLV MK3M1 rocket, Chandrayaan 2 carried 8 experiment payloads. On August 20, 2019, Chandrayaan 2 was successfully inserted into the elliptical orbit around the Moon. Although communication with the Vikram lander was lost during its landing attempt on 7 September 2019, the orbiter remains fully operational and continues to function in 100-kilometer by 100-kilometer orbit around the Moon. In Uttar Pradesh, the stage is set for the 9th edition of the annual Deepotsav festival in the holy city of Ayodhya this evening, marking the divine homecoming of Lord Sri Ram. Grand preparations are underway to break last year's record, with over 26 lakh diyas to be lit across the city. This year, a record 26,11,101 earthen lamps will illuminate 56 ghats along Ram Ki Pauri, creating a breathtaking spectacle on the banks of the sacred Saryu River. The radiant glow of these lamps will showcase Ayodhya's spiritual and cultural grandeur on the global stage. A grand Saryu Aarti is also scheduled this evening, organized by the district administration and municipal corporation, adding to the spiritual fervour of the occasion. In men's cricket, India will take on host Australia in the first ODI of the three-match series at Perth today. The match is scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. Indian Standard Time. This series marks a new chapter for India in the 50-over format as Shubman Gill takes charge as the new ODI captain, replacing Rohit Sharma. Fans are excited to see the return of senior stars Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli, who will be playing their first ODI since winning the ICC Champions Trophy in Dubai earlier this year. India will be looking to start the series with a strong win. On the other hand, Australia have struggled in the 50-over format this year, including a 2-1 series loss to South Africa. They also suffered defeat against India in the semi-final of the 2025 ICC Champions Trophy. The hosts will now aim to bounce back and begin their home series on a positive note. In ICC Women's ODI Cricket World Cup, India will face England at the Holkar Stadium in Indore, Madhya Pradesh today. The match will begin at 3 p.m. Indian Standard Time. Led by Harmanpreet Kaur, the women in blue will be aiming to bounce back after two consecutive defeats. India currently sit fourth on the points table, just below England, who occupy the third spot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.